Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ready?
Ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready. 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 Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready!
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes.
So ready.
This is KMOX, the trusted voice of St. Louis.
And this is Overtime.
It's 8:33 and welcome to Overtime for Wednesday, the 19th of January. I'm Debbie Monterey and that is Charlie Brennan. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Debbie. Good morning, everyone.
And good morning, Amy Markscores.
Well, good morning. 10 below.
Oh,
10 below what?
Zero.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just assume now that I hear that, I just think about the misery of having to take my puppy out every 45 minutes so she doesn't pee in the house. And that's
I think it's awesome that like the people who I know who've gotten puppies in the past few months are the last people that I would say, you know what you need? You need a puppy. You need more on your plate. So you've got a puppy and now you're going into the heart of winter.
Yes, I know. Oh. Hi, Debbie, you have zero time and you don't sleep. How about get a puppy?
Sounds great.
Great idea. Actually, she's adorable, but yes, it's a lot. Anyway, the exciting thing today, I guess, is that for people who have been having a hard time finding COVID tests at the drugstore or wherever, or having a hard time getting an appointment for a COVID test, this is the day officially. They had kind of a soft rollout yesterday, but the official rollout today of free COVID-19 tests from the federal government. And you can get 4 tests shipped directly to your home. Good idea, Charlie Brennan?
Yeah. First, let me state, as I have, we have not found it difficult to find the tests in St. Louis or elsewhere. So there's that. Okay. But given the assumption that you can't find tests right now, I signed up yesterday, USPS, whatever it is, and they're going to send me 4 in 12 to 14 days, something like that. That's great. But again, okay, let's say you're Bob Johnson. You live in Jefferson County. You're not vaccinated. You don't wear masks. You lining up for tests right now?
You do not care. If I have COVID and I give it to you, I don't care.
Okay. Couple thoughts on this. One, I did go on the website to check out the process yesterday. And because with Google, you know, it autofills your address, the whole process from typing in the website to getting my confirmation number was at most 20 seconds. So for me, it was super quick. I don't know if it got glitchy later on in the day, but it was 20 seconds. So that's great. And if you want to be positive about that, it could not have been easier. The problem is we're 2 years into this thing.
Right.
How our government didn't think to send out tests earlier. My goodness, other countries have done this, sending out free tests a lot longer than this. So the fact that we're just now getting them. And oh, by the way, I ordered it. It will take 10 to 12 days to process, one and ship, and then 1 to 3 days to receive it. So it's a few weeks in advance still. And again, with people requiring tests to maybe fly or go to certain countries or maybe events, these tests don't count. You know, the test results don't count. You need an official test. So really, these tests are not
reliable.
They're not.
We know that.
They're not as reliable. So there's,
and also, the reason we didn't think of it 2 years ago is we thought that people would get the vaccine.
Yeah.
We didn't think it'd be necessary.
But even a year ago.
What percentage of Missourians have the vaccine right now? 54%. What's the difference if we get tests or not?
Well, I do think it matters for peace of mind. It's a peace of mind test. And
well,
even then, if you have symptoms, you need to get a PCR.
We don't have a pandemic of peace of mind. We have a pandemic involving, you know, the Omicron virus. And to mitigate that, which is the real big concern, is the overloaded hospitals. But let's say somebody who gets paid only if he or she shows up for work, right? Doesn't have a sick day. So a lot of us, like for example here, if we go home, we still get paid because we have 8 sick days or whatever it is. But a lot of people don't. So they're going to get the test free from the government. They'll test positive and they'll say, okay, I'll just double mask today. I'm going to work or whatever. Or they might even do that.
Well, no,
I don't think it's going to have any difference. I think it's a distraction from what is the real key. The eyes on the prize should be the vaccine. And, you know, this test, I just don't see Americans getting into it. Even the Supreme Court justice isn't wearing a mask. Is he going to test before he goes? I don't think so.
Well, there are a lot of people, I think, who will. I still know a lot of people who are very concerned on whether they have it or not and whether they spread it to other people or not. And those people.
And look where we are with that. Look where we are with that.
There's a boycott Carhartt I was just seeing on Twitter today because Carhartt, you know, they make all those those clothes that mechanics and outdoor people wear. People are angry because the company put out a letter that their employees have to be vaccinated. I'll never buy from you again. So this is where we are. But does that mean we shouldn't try?
But you can be asymptomatic, Debbie. You can be asymptomatic and have it. And so, okay, maybe you'll test yourself on Tuesday. But then are you going to test yourself on Thursday? And if you do, okay, your household's out of tests because you only get 4. So what are you going to do on Saturday?
I think this is the point, though. Like I'm saying, it's too little, too late.
It's hamsters on a wheel.
It's too little, too late because we're 2 years into this thing. We've got to wait 2 more weeks, and we're in the middle of the surge right now. The tests don't count for anything official.
Let me tell you what a country we live in. Remember, 2 years ago, we started with contact tracing. That meant when you got it, you registered with the county, and the county would follow up with you, and they'd have phone calls. Well, we found out. They just dropped the ball in St. Louis County because people weren't answering their phones. They refused to be contact traced. And so this is the world we live in. You're telling me, oh, now that we have tests, 4 per household, things are going to get better. No one's going to use them.
No, here's the thing. I don't think it's going to stop the surge. Here's where I'm looking at real life application. If I have a runny nose and I'm not sure, maybe I just want to be careful before I visit my mom. So I take 2 tests or 3 tests and they're negative, and then I feel okay versus trying to go to CVS and trying to make an appointment that takes me a week to get or 4 days to get. Just knowing I'm going to probably take this test, it could be a false negative. Maybe it's better than nothing.
And then you're out of tests.
But you can get, more in a month, ideally.
In a month, yeah. So you can visit your mom again in a month.
Well, I think there are some other places, like I think St. Louis County Library is going to start giving out tests as well. So, I mean, they're available. I think for peace of mind, yes. So the people who don't care, Charlie, don't care and never will care and will care less. But there are still people who do care, and this will be peace of mind. Bring me to my next question about the masks, because now they're saying they're going to send out N95 masks, which, by the way, I did try to order some because I've been a cloth mask wearer, and now we're not supposed to use those. So I was trying to. They're so expensive now because everybody's buying them. So maybe I will actually order some if they give them away free, because I had to spend a fortune to get them, and I think they came from China and they still haven't come, and it's been 3 weeks. But anyway, I guess that doesn't matter either, right? Because if you're not going to wear a mask, you don't care if the government's giving them away or not.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know,
but I care, and I'll order some because I want some free.
You know who's going to get these masks? The vaccinated. Or who's going to get the test? The vaccinated people who are wearing masks.
Okay, so here, I guess my question is, Charlie, I understand what you're saying with the masks and the tests. I think it's a disgrace, it's a shame, it's laughable that everything Biden said, you know, like, oh, well, this was all, you know, federal government failure because the previous administration was incompetent, I'm going to stop COVID. We get the vaccines, the tests don't come out, the masks aren't coming. These masks that are coming from, that the Biden administration announced they'll be sending out, 400 million N95 masks, are coming from a national stockpile of 750 million N95 masks. Why the heck are we just now sending out masks? We had 750 million in a stockpile. But here's my question for you, Charlie. I understand that you want everyone to be vaccinated. It's not going to happen. So you have to deal with the reality, not the ideal of what you want to happen.
But what you're doing is you're setting up like this distraction that you think is going to be helpful or make things better. And it's not. And in a year from now, when the hospitals are still jammed, we'll be saying, okay, what's next?
So then do you disagree with all mask mandates or recommendations?
Well, no.
So then are you on Gorsuch's side if the masks don't matter? I'm confused by what argument you're making.
The argument I'm making
is... We can pick this up, but we're behind.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Schedule. It's 8:43 and I'm Debbie Monterey. That's Amy Markscores along with Charlie Brennan. A Missouri state lawmaker is putting forth legislation to prevent journalists from being prosecuted. Maybe not the most politically popular thing to say right now, but he actually is my state representative, Peter Meredith of South St. Louis. He says this legislation would make it a criminal penalty and a person could be held liable in a private cause of action for trying to prosecute a journalist. And this is stemming from Governor Parson ordering the Missouri Highway Patrol to investigate a Post-Dispatch journalist, calling him a hacker and a criminal, after the reporter discovered a problem in the state's DESE school website. Amy, what do you think about this?
Yeah, and I would need to look at, I guess, the language of the legislation. But yes, this prosecution by Governor Parson of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch journalist who let his administration know there was a problem with the website, this blows my mind. This is such a weird hill for the governor to die on. I don't understand it at all. I don't understand why he's continuing to say that this was criminal activity. Yeah, kudos to Representative Meredith for saying, listen, we need to step up and make sure that politicians can't take vengeful actions against journalists who are doing their job.
Well, I totally agree that the governor is completely and utterly wrong. Here was a journalist who said, your own website is exposing the Social Security numbers of these employees, and I'm not going to write the story until you correct it. So he did everything that was great, and Josh Renaud is the journalist's name, and he should be applauded. And the governor should be admonished for his despicable behavior, where he calls this kid a hacker. I don't know if he's a kid. And then he has sent it to the FBI and the State Highway Patrol. Now it's in the hands of the Cole County prosecutor, and they're not doing anything with it because those good lawyers out there know there's no case. But I don't think this happens enough that we need legislation. And obviously, because Meredith's a Democrat, it's not going to even get a hearing in a committee, let's be honest. So it's going to go nowhere. But he's bringing up the good point that the governor erred greatly on this one.
Well, and I mean, again, I always, when I look at a situation, it's so good to be objective and imagine what does it look like if the situation were reversed. And I do think a lot of people would be up in arms if you had a Democratic governor going against a more conservative reporter, because this conservative reporter, which, by the way, this is not a political story.
Right. It wasn't political at all.
So if we had a Democratic governor going after, I don't know, whatever a conservative reporter would be, I think people would lose their minds again, and it would be some type of conspiracy. So,
well, I guess the governor and maybe members of the Republican Party, or I don't know who, might say, well, maybe we should have a law that if you write something that's wrong about us, or if you maliciously go after us, we should have a law where we can go after you. And maybe there is with slander, but politicians are generally, if you're in the public eye, boy, the bar is really high for the elected official to go after reports in the paper that are wrong. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, there is some bad reporting, but there's nothing the politicians can do about it. So that I think would be the other side, guys.
Well, let's get to this real quickly before we have to take a break, because this kind of builds on the conversation we had yesterday about the cleanup in Pelker Park that was spearheaded by you, Charlie Brennan, and Ryan Recker. The St. Louis sheriff, Vernon Betts, is applauding you for cleaning up the trash. But he also believes it's time for City Hall and the police to go after the bigger problem, which is the homeless who are begging for money at the corner of Tucker and Market, and then just using it to go back into the park to buy drugs. And we know that this is happening because Kevin talked to people who were in the process of doing it.
It's too dangerous for that kind of stuff to be going on anyway. Somebody just walk up to your car, you don't know if they're going to carjack you or what they're going to do. We don't need that kind of presence downtown.
And Sheriff Betts went on to say they're doing this right across from City Hall, right across from the courts in broad daylight, and everyone knows it's happening. So what's the deal?
Yeah, I saw something like that the other day when I was taking a photograph early in the morning, and I noticed a car pull up and a guy who was standing there just kind of like jumped in the car. I don't know, maybe they were just having a conversation. It's possible. But we've seen it outside our window here at the corner of 13th and Pine. And you see things being exchanged. I don't know. Maybe it's baseball trading cards.
Just gum.
Yeah. No, they should crack down on that, like many other activities that should be cracked down upon.
Yeah, I mean, it's common enough that I know it's not a joke, but you see it and we watch out the window and you kind of laugh and you think, what's the scandal? I don't watch reality TV or Desperate Housewives. This is my reality TV. As I just look out the window, I'm like, ooh, maybe they met on some sketchy app. And is this a date? Is this a drug deal?
Yeah, we kind of look out the window. I ogle the dogs. There's a drug deal. Okay. Oh, and there's a cute dog and there's another cute dog. But you know, it's pretty blatant when a reporter can walk up to somebody and that person says in a reporter's microphone, gives their full name and says, yes, I'm taking this money and I'm going over here and I'm buying drugs from this person. And okay. It's 8:49.
This is Overtime
on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, it is 8:53. I'm Debbie Monterey. That is Charlie Brennan and Amy Marks Kors. You may have gotten an emergency alert on your phone yesterday. I know I was at PetSmart and everybody's phones started going off. And then I got to my car and I thought, what is happening? And I didn't really look at the alert. But then I noticed Missouri trending all over Twitter because, Amy, someone selected the wrong option mm-hmm. when sending what was supposed to be just a regular test of the blue alert system. And then cell phones all across the state went off saying Gotham City, Missouri was looking for a green and purple Dodge, blah, 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 with a license. You kid me. And that, of course, was a car apparently used in the 1989 Batman movie by Joker's goons. The emergency management office in Jeff City immediately issued a statement saying they appreciate the public's understanding of the emergency alert program, and that was not supposed to go out.
Yeah. At least it was Gotham City, and it was Batman-themed, unlike the fake alert a couple of years ago in Hawaii, where it was an ICBM incoming.
Right.
Of an intercontinental ballistic missile headed for Hawaii. That one was out for about an hour, and some people were freaking out. Although, the one thing I did hear in Hawaii is in that hour was the best time to call like Verizon or, you know, your cable company because you could get through and no one was on the line because I guess they're making their last phone calls. But yeah, the Batman thing is pretty funny.
I was wondering if they were maybe hacked.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Did they get hacked? What did they mean, Gotham City? This is a joke?
Yeah, well, they said, of course, that it was a test message for internal use only, and they pushed the wrong button. That's possible,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they say, so I guess, you know, we'll trust them to some extent, but there's always the possibility that, who knows, maybe somebody got in there and who knows?
Not a bad idea to make a test message a joke, though, because, again, from the ICBM in Hawaii, maybe they learned we should make these not believable.
Right, right.
But that's what the Joker did, right, in the movie. He was hacking in and sending out messages, so it's kind of a weird thing to pick.
I guess I just don't know my Batman movies.
Oh, I don't mean to
no, be... it's Joker. Remember the Joker with, you know,
oh, that,
Phoenix?
Sure.
Joaquin Phoenix.
What
oh, I hated
Governor
that movie,
Parson
but that's the deal.
The post-dispatch guy again. He's at his wily ways again. Get him, boys.
All right, quickly.
Yeah, right, Josh Renaud.
Real quickly, we have a bunch of mask stories in the news today. Pick which one you want to comment on, Charlie. Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch refuses to wear a mask, so fellow Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who has diabetes and is worried about the risk from COVID, has to now attend oral arguments remotely. Or Attorney General Eric Schmidt, which says he's still planning to sue school districts. He says they're breaking the law by making kids wear a mask. Or Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who refuses to wear a mask and has been fined $174,000, and I guess fundraises on it so much that she doesn't care.
Well, I will say, if I was Gorsuch and Sonia Sotomayor was living with diabetes and she preferred that I wear a mask, I would wear a mask. So there's that. The aspect of Attorney General Schmidt that I don't care for is that I think that in the schools, the school committees and the superintendents know more about their situation than the Attorney General in Jefferson City does. And also, I didn't like him calling the superintendents bureaucrats, because I think that there's a lot of very able superintendents, and he kind of described them in a pejorative way, that they're bureaucrats making decisions about your lives. I thought he was in poor taste there.
Yeah, a little confused about Gorsuch. It's not like a partisan thing that he's trying to earn votes. Put on a mask.
I don't like him. It is 8:57, the Charlie Brennan Show with Amy Markscores after the news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.